I have come to set the earth up on fire, says our Lord. And how I wish it were already blazing. The fire, of course, of his love. And he wants us to be consumed with that love. How I wish it were already blazing, he says. That fire of his love. And then note what he says after that. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized. If you understand the exact meaning of the word baptism, you know what he means. That word comes from the Greek word, which literally means to bury. He's referring, of course, to his passion and death. And note, he says, how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. That is, his passion and death. The very great sign of his love, our redemption. How great is my anguish until it is accomplished. There is the intensity of his love, and that is the love he wishes us to be ablaze with. That's the love he wants to kindle in our hearts. But then note what he tells us after that. He's telling us that it won't establish peace on earth, it establishes division. But why would that establish division? Why, when we stop thinking about that, why would God's love establish division? And the only answer is that is selfishness. If I seek for myself and my own pleasures, what makes me feel good, what's going to happen? I'm forgetting God, I'm forgetting that love. The more I seek that, the more I'm turning myself away from God. Then I'm no longer on fire with that love. There are those who do seek it sincerely. There was always suffering and anguish that goes with it. But they willingly accept that because, and those are the saints, because they know it's uniting them with him, with our Lord. And they can even relish the pain and suffering. But those who seek to just simply what makes me feel good and happy now, you see? And then, because we easily give in to that, there's where the division comes. Even within, unfortunately, sad to say, the family. How easily now the family is broken up. And that is why we've just had the extraordinary synod of bishops who discussed matters precisely of that, the family. How can we bring the family back together again? How can we sew up all those divisions? But it cannot happen so long as there is selfishness, if I seek only myself. You see? I must seek God. I must seek his love. And in fact, until we are consumed with that love, we are not ready for heaven. And if at the time of our death we are not consumed with that love, then we have purgatory. And that's what that is all about, to consume us with his love. It does mean sacrifice. It does mean suffering. But we must not run from it. We have to embrace it, just as our Lord embraced his cross. Then we will see. It will unite us with him, and it will bring us to our salvation. Then we are responding to our call to holiness. We are giving our full yes to God. We are giving ourselves back to him. And we will find, ultimately, a total union with him in paradise, the fullness of eternal, everlasting happiness, true happiness. And only there in God will we ever find that. Praised be Jesus and Mary.